Welcome to Tahoe Project. I'm your host, Michelle Sweeney, and this is part three in the conversation with Bob Larson, staff environmental scientist at the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board. So we were just talking about the actions that have been refined and upgraded in light of what the TMDL has told us about sources of the fine sediments that are essentially the pollutants to Lake Tahoe. You talked a good deal about vacuum sweeping and the practices that go into road maintenance. Is that expensive? I mean, does that have a much higher price tag than what was previously being done?
No, is the short answer. I think the cost, there's been a fair amount of work done to evaluate the relative cost of implementing large-scale capital improvement projects, building treatment basins and curb and gutters and all that kind of stuff, compared to annual operations and maintenance activities. On a dollar-for-dollar basis, the operations and maintenance activities that we were discussing are much more cost-effective at reducing pollutant loading and, in general, are cheaper, generally by an order of magnitude or more. The difference in those costs, however, is who is paying or where the funding source is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, there have been federal and state funds available to local government to build treatment basins and curb and gutter and all of the other infiltration practices that have been put on the ground. They've been able to get grant funding to support the construction of those projects. That grant funding does not support operations and maintenance activities. And so the challenge that we face right now is trying to figure out how we can help local government get the funds they need to do the more cost-effective operations and maintenance activities that are needed to improve water quality.
Now, in this series on the total maximum daily load, one of my interviews was with Peter Kratz, who's in charge of implementation within Placer County. And we had a conversation about the different ways that operations and maintenance might be funded, but it sounds like the conversation has a long, long way to go. I'm just wondering, as you think about operations and maintenance, what are the things that rise to the top of your thinking or in this agency's thinking about how to pursue that funding or secure it?
The funding is a tricky question. Again, most of the bond efforts in California in particular are written in such a way that don't provide for grant funding for that for those operations and maintenance activities. And grant funds, frankly, aren't all that well suited to operations and maintenance as it is because it's a one-time shot of money. What local government really needs is a dedicated revenue source that they can count on year to year so they can hire the skilled and dedicated people to do the work as well as maintain the equipment that they need. So other areas of the state have implemented a stormwater assessment on the citizenry to levy a fee to on each property or each parcel to support operations and maintenance and other stormwater management activities. That is something that we continue to see as a huge opportunity. There is a challenge, however, that any such fee has to go before the voters for consideration, so it's considered a tax. And so, you know, all of the people of Lake Tahoe, or at least on the California side, would need to understand the problem, understand the solutions, and be supportive of, you know, an amount of money coming out of their pocket every year to support that. Again, I think that is probably one piece of the puzzle. TRPA mitigation funds, which are collected to offset some of the impacts of development throughout the basin, are available to local government for a variety of actions. We've been working with TRPA to see about recrafting how those funds are issued and providing those funds for operations and maintenance. And the regional plan update includes some language that does open that door to include mitigation funds for operations and maintenance. I think it's going to be, we're going to have to find the money from a variety of different sources and cobble together those number of sources to help achieve the amount of money that they need and that dedicated source. So local government will play a role, but hopefully federal and state government can play that role as well. I think our agency is interested in trying to figure out how we can help from a legislative side to maybe ease some of that, the burden of voter approval or other things to help it make it easier for local government to get some of those fees associated with the property taxes and such.
Mm-hmm. So is there a conversation, you talked earlier about a partnership approach and conversation, I assume that there's dialogue on this subject in terms of how to approach at these various levels, sources of funds, or to get these sources of funds. And you underscored the real distinction between the funds that Tahoe has been getting for water quality and what it's looking for O&M, is that operations and maintenance, is that operations and maintenance, if you do it well, never stops, right?
Yeah, it's an ongoing fee. It's pay.
Right. And my next question has to do with, is there a role for the individual citizen other than signing up to pay forever? There's that money exchange. Is there a role for the individual citizen who wants to be a steward of Lake Tahoe and wants to help get the region toward the clarity goals that I mentioned earlier?
Private property BMPs are probably the single biggest way that individual citizens and property owners can help improve water quality, trying to ease the amount of stormwater that local government has to manage and deal with. So if you haven't done your private property BMPs and stormwater from your roof and your driveway is running out into the street or affecting your neighbors, that then is someone else's problem. So the biggest thing for each private property owner to do is to make sure that they're mitigating their own impact, that they're infiltrating the stormwater from their rooftop and from their driveways wherever possible. That said, there may be some instances where it's difficult for a property owner to do so, and again, having the opportunity to work with local government to set up the ability for them to for local government to treat the water for a private property owner for a fee. I think the other role for the citizenry is to just understand the problem and understand the role that local government does have in dealing with the issues. I think that, again, there's some frustration out there that whether it's state government or TRPA or the feds or whomever is sort of trying to put all this pressure on local government to make things happen. But I think for local people to understand sort of the big picture and how local government fits into that big picture, and how each of those government levels has a role to play in that, I think that understanding goes a long way to just to helping ease sort of some of that stress that people feel in terms of who's expected to do what, when, where, and how.
Mm-hmm. This has been part 3 in the Tahoe Project interview with Bob Larson, staff environmental scientist at the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org.